Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, this morning, a Douglas constituency, North Douglas, Douglas North, where John Horton has been an MHK since 1996, formerly a sub-postmaster at Williston, also a commandant for the Isle of Man Special Constabulary. He's 52, I think I've got that
right. That's correct, John.
Right, married with two daughters, served in education, health, the environment, is chair of the Civil Service Commission, as well as serving on the Whitley Council. Good morning, Mr. Horton.
Good morning.
You're a feisty debater, not frightened to excite the ire of some of your colleagues. You're also a karate instructor and you're in the Special Constabulary. Do you enjoy confrontation?
I don't enjoy confrontation, but sometimes you have to confront people with the facts, when they are the facts, rather than when people talk, I call a load of rubbish on many occasions, but when you actually bring the facts to the table and prove them wrong.
But using that phrase, a load of rubbish, is not parliamentary language and is likely to get you into more arguments.
I have to admit that, but that's the only thing I'll admit to it, because what I'm absolutely determined to do is drive my point forward, especially if I feel I'm right. I'm sure every politician will do that, but I will certainly do that when I'm not being listened to and I have the facts, because, as you will know, in virtually everything that I do, I make sure that I research the work first. I get to the bottom of the facts, go and see the people concerned or whatever the scenario is, get to the bottom of the matter, then bring the facts to the table.
You've had a couple of very public spats in the last couple of years, Civil Service Commission in the last few months, etc., and also Whitley Council. You had a spat in Tynwald, I think, over the Civil Service Commission, in which Tynwald members turned round and had a go at you.
Well, of course, they have every right to do. Everybody has the right to reply. I mean, that's a good democratic fact to do that. So I have no problem on that at all. That's a way of life. I'm used to it. I'm comfortable with it.
The gender recognition bill, you got into trouble there for a phrase about extending human rights legislation to transsexuals. Now, you were very outspoken about that.
I was outspoken about that, but I'm outspoken about many bills. Can I tell you about the bills that I've provided?
Can we just talk about this? What was your view on this? You thought it shouldn't go forward?
No. What I'm saying is that's a matter of the past. That was a debate that's now gone over.
It's in the last 5 years.
The issue has gone over and everybody's moved on from that. So let's just deal
with... The electorate might still be thinking about that when they talk to you on the doorstep.
The electorate, I'm waiting to speak to the electorate on the doorstep, because I'm getting around hundreds of doors, and what people are really interested in is not dragging up the past, John. They want to know about the future, and they want to know about what the plans are for the future, and this is where we're now
What I'm trying to establish is what you've achieved in the last 5 years.
Right, so Let me tell you exactly what I've achieved, because having a debate in Tynwald about a certain bill isn't what you've achieved. What I've achieved in principally as an MHK, because your principal commitment as an MHK is to bring forward legislation, as it were. I've been responsible for a government bill and my own private members' bills, and I bring out a private members' bill at least on average once a term. And this term I've brought forward the Debt Recovery and Enforcement Bill, which is almost about to be enacted and will be live towards the end of the year. Now, what that will do is that will bring money forward for people who are owed money by debtors, and those debtors who have the money, if you will, of course, and who have proved their case in court, will be able to get their money, which they currently are unable to do. Now, what that will do for the economy also, John, is that will provide many, many hundreds of thousands of pounds when it gets going. There's a fortune in the Isle of Man that's owed in debts. Now, that's moving forward. So that'll do a lot for the economy, because there's an awful lot of business people who are owed money and will be able to re-inject that into the economy.
That will ring a bell with a lot of people, small businesses listening.
Yes.
You say the MHK's job is to bring forward legislation, but it's also to help your constituents, isn't it? I know I've talked to some of your constituents who've singled out points where you've actually helped them personally.
So what is
the divide between an international politician and actually helping your constituents?
Well, you have to look after your constituents. The whole issue about looking after constituents is where you actually find out their opinions. We're finding that now on the doorstep once again, of course. But of course, I have, with Mr. Henderson, my colleague, we have regular surgeries in Williston where we're regularly updated by people.
Is your relationship as close with Mr. Henderson as it used to be? You used to release press releases signed by both of you.
Yes, we do. But if I can just deal with this issue, you've asked a very important question on constituency matters. you represent, I represent my constituents and I represent people of the Isle of Man, but I represent them. I don't sit above them in judgment. Now, that's vitally important that every candidate in this election realises that, because that point has been missing in certain areas during this particular time.
Mr. Horton, we're going to have to end there. The 5 minutes have flown by as they always do.
It has indeed. So, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John Horton, who'll be standing for election on September the 29th in the Douglas North constituency. It's 8 o'clock.